Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson at the office of Galesburg Castings here, where Congresswoman Sherry Bustos is learning the ropes of various types of metalwork, at least as we're talking, you're about to. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, I've got to change into my jeans and my t-shirt, and then we're going to head out on the shop floor, and I'm going to pour a little iron.
Talk to me a little bit about what you've learned so far. I imagine that as you've gone through these, I hear the words regulation come up, and I imagine it's not the first time you've heard that concern from an employer.
No, when I visit a small business, a manufacturer, I always ask the question, where does the federal government get in your way? Where is it an impediment to your success? I like to know that because when I go back out to Washington, it's not only what I fight for, but sometimes it's what I fight against. And so I always like to know that. But as far as further perspective as to why we're here right now, I do what's called Sherry on shift. So I'm just job shadowing. I get in the same gear as what men and women wear when they're doing their day's work. And I'll learn something new today.
They had a really interesting story to tell here, at least in terms of how they operate.
I thought it was a fascinating story of how they operate. Their dad bought this company years ago, and now there's two brothers who run it. And it's an unsupervised business is how they described it. Their workers work 4 10-hour days, and they supervise themselves. And they've had a great track record of keeping their workers here.
In terms of what I heard that sounded like there were concerns of theirs, it sounded to me, I guess I said regulation maybe in the broad sense, but it sounded like environmental impact is kind of maybe an impediment to them growing a little bit.
Well, what was an impediment for them is the cost associated with it. And so I need to drill down a little bit deeper to find out exactly why an improvement that they're being asked to make would cost almost as much as this business is worth. Obviously that is not a sustainable model. And so, sometimes you look for compromises, you look for other ways of being compliant with environmental issues, but also making sure that their workers are safe, but making sure that they can be profitable as a business as well.
And it sounded like it's not just them, it's sort of a industry-wide type of thing, because it sounded like a lot of these businesses are really, their size, family-owned and that type of thing.
Yeah, and what we're talking about, it was an air quality issue in the work site. And as an industry, it costs into the billions every single year. So I need to study up on it. I'm glad that they made me aware of it. And, we'll try to come up with some answers for them.
You've been talking a little bit today around the area about the economy, right?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind day. Started out in the Quad Cities. We did a regional economic meeting. Went up to the Thompson Prison, which is gearing up to get their first large group of prisoners come in. They'll be doubling their workforce there in Thompson over the next year. Then here to Galesburg, doing what we call Sherry on Shift, my job shadow program, and then we're heading over to Peoria to meet with some farmers.
In terms of the situation in Thompson, it seems like we've heard for years that they're close to opening, but now is that really reality, I guess?
It's funny you should say that, because when I met with some folks after we left our visit there, I said, this community and all around it has really been on a roller coaster ride going back more than a decade when the state first decided to build the prison, then years later the state deciding not to staff the prison, not even to open it, then years after that the federal government buying it. And then now, all these years later, it's finally getting up to full speed here.
Well, I want to go back up to something that I heard them mentioning earlier, at least in terms of the economy or the business for them. They said no matter who gets elected president, it doesn't matter who gets elected president, that things kind of go kind of in a cyclical matter for them.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting, too. So the gentleman who run Galesburg Castings said it doesn't matter if a Democrat's elected or if a Republican's elected. Right after that election, things seem to pick up. But going into that election, there's a slowdown. And I found that very interesting. You would think maybe it would matter whether it's a Democrat or Republican who's elected. But what was causing them a slowdown was the length of the last presidential election. And but it's good news to hear that they're doing well now, that they're shipping their goods overseas to multiple countries. And and here we are just in the heart of Galesburg. And who knew that there was a company like this that is doing so well and doing business with companies all over the world?
before I let you go and let you get before they force you into work here, I saw today where you're going to be hosting later this week a number of the Democratic candidates for governor.
Yeah, on Saturday we'll be in Bartonville, and we've invited all of the candidates, Democratic candidates who are running for governor, to go on the stage, and we're having a free event. But I'm asking him two questions. Number one, what is their path to victory? How are they going to win? I happen to think that the current governor in office has not been very good for our state. We're in a bad position right now. So question number one is what's their path to victory? And question number two is, what is their plan for the downstate economy? You know, Illinois is a great big state, and there's a lot of small towns and smaller counties outside of Cook and outside of Chicago. And since all but one of the candidates is from Chicago, I want to know what their plan is for downstate Illinois.
I noted that in the list, though, one of the candidates didn't look like was so far showing up. I noticed Christopher Kennedy of the Democratic candidates wasn't on that list so far.
Well, he originally confirmed that he was going to be there, and then now he said he's a question mark. So we didn't want to say that he was definitely going to be there without knowing that for sure. But J.B. Pritzker will be there. Mr. Diber, who is the only downstate candidate, he's a school superintendent. And we have, I think we have four of the candidates who are going to be there. And Daniel Biss is going to be there as well.
Does it concern you that there aren't more downstate candidates running for offices like these?
Well, you know, in Illinois, you know, I think our style of governing when you're a downstater is the kind of governing that we like. I mean, we're practical. I think we try to be more practical than political. I think we have a great track record of working in bipartisan fashion. I think that we focus on getting results as opposed to everything being a fight. And so I guess what I'd like to see going forward, there's a reason I've got this program that we call Build the Bench. It's to train candidates, prospective candidates, to run for office at all levels so we can have more downstaters to choose from when we have these openings like running for governor.
Speaking of fighting, it seems like while a budget's finally in place, no thanks to vetoes and overrides and that sort of thing, education funding is still the big concern here. How much do you hear about that, and do people, colleagues from other states talk, I guess, bad about Illinois given all this?
Yeah, well, and occasionally I have people who don't realize that I go to Washington and work on legislation out in Washington as opposed to Springfield. And so, you know, sometimes I get an earful from just everyday people saying, you know, when are you going to pass this budget? And when are you going to get this school problem taken care of? And I do a gentle reminder that, oh, you know, I go to that really functional, great place called Washington, D.C. You know, actually tongue in cheek, obviously, because we have a lot of our own issues out in Washington. But, you know, in the end, here's what, I don't care if you're a mayor or a state rep, state senator, or a member of Congress, we've got to get the state's work done. We've got to get the country's work done. And in Washington, just to draw a parallel there, you know, with these midnight tweets and these constant distractions, all they're doing is getting in the way of the work that we should be focusing on, getting a trillion-dollar infrastructure package going. Making sure that we have a jobs package. Look at tax reform so there are zero incentives for these companies that choose to send their jobs overseas. You know, we're standing here in Galesburg and in Knox County where we know the bad effects of companies that make those decisions to do that. So those are the kind of things we should be focusing on rather than these constant distractions. And I think that's people's expectations of us.
Well, before I keep asking you questions, I'm sure the workers here want to go home sometime today. Yeah. Congresswoman Sherry Bustos, thanks as always.
All right, thank you, Will.
More coming up on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.